had to remind myself what a didgeridoo sounded like before I launched into the question, what musical instrument do I dislike that would put me off listening to certain kind of music? I went through all of the traditional orchestra, the strings, the percussion. I couldn't think of any musical instrument in either of those two. I then thought, well, what about the wind wood? And I thought, no, I'm okay with wind work. Definitely am. What about brass? Is that the right other section of the orchestra? Probably not. The harp? Got no objection to the harp. Well, that's strings. Yeah, I couldn't think of any single one. If I had one, I suppose, to pick, well, it might be. Now, this is Lewis Byrne. He's an Aboriginal Australian. And I really can't. It would be ridiculous for me to say that I would never willingly listen to a traditional didgeridoo being played by an Aboriginal Australian. No, I have too much respect for other cultures than my own in order to say I'd never listen to it. I'm going to say in relation to this topic that there is no musical instrument that I can think of. Even the tin whistle is okay. Even the melodeon is okay. As for the timpani, as for all these other instruments that I've never played in my life, I love them all in their place. In their place. Goodness knows what their place is. But anyway, look, I've said enough about this, and I'm glad I've had a chance to introduce you to Lewis Byrne playing didgeridoo. It would, of course, help if I was able to read properly, because it isn't Lewis Byrne, it's Lewis Burns. And I'm sure if he's anything like me, he'll have had taken great exception to people dropping the S off the end of his name. Although I bet you that there are some Aboriginal names which, when not spoken in translated English, sound totally different from Lewis Burns.